We begin the call this morning with the head coach at the University of Maine, Joe Harris-Simiak. Good morning, Coach Harris-Simiak.
What's going on, Rob? How are you?
I'm doing just fine. A impressive home opener for you guys coming off that tough loss at New Hampshire, and then you take it out on Bryant, 60-12 victory. Talk about the game and what impressed you about your team's effort.
Yeah, I think during the week, you know, we talked about, you know, just worrying about ourselves and getting us better from, you know, week one to week two. They say that's supposed to be your biggest improvement. You know, obviously we started really fast. You know, defense was out, got a three and out, and then we went down the field in about four or five plays and scored, make it 7-0 in about, little under 2 minutes to go, you know, in the first quarter. So then, you know, the turnover started to happen. We forced eight of them. You know, so I was pleased with that, obviously, on defense, and our offense was just hitting on all cylinders in the beginning, and obviously the offensive line played a big role in Josh Mack having a great day. So I would just say we kind of put it all together. We played well. As every coach says, you can do things better, so we'll strive to do that here. But obviously just for this 2017 team getting our first win, you know, we haven't won a game since last November, so it was just good to get that feeling back in the locker room after the game, and hopefully we can move forward here.
How pleased were you to see that kind of response from your team? Because as we touched on last week, that was certainly a disappointing loss up at UNH, and making it even worse maybe is the fact that it was on a Thursday, so you had two more days to think about it. How glad were you to see that response from your team and the way you were able to come out and play on both sides of the ball?
Yeah, it was nice to see. You know, I think they listened to the message, which you always wonder during the week. I think as a coach, if they're hearing you, you know, in team meetings and really focusing in on what you're trying to preach that week, because I think week to week, probably as coaches, we have a different message on what we want to focus on in terms of some key things. So, we wanted just to get Maine better, focus on ourselves, and just really, you know, play a complete football game. And, you know, I was just happy that they listened to the message, and I think they bought into that, and we played fast. You know, we wanted to be fast and physical, and we started the game like that, and I think throughout the entire game that happened, even when, you know, we put some of the backups in, and that's challenging too in itself, you know, when you're in those games, and I haven't been in a lot of them, obviously, but you know, that was something new for me, just trying to keep the team focused and doing those kinds of things. But I'm happy that, you know, the backups too went in there and they wanted to play fast and physical as well.
We're here with Maine head coach Joe Harris-Simiak. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. As I touched on earlier, Josh Mack, the CAA Offensive Player of the Week, what an unbelievable day he had. 13 carries, 255, three touchdowns. And reading some stuff after the game, it sounds like you challenged him a little bit last week to change his style, and it sounded like he responded pretty well.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. And I kind of, you know, called him out a little bit. You know, he's a good running back, and I think we know that. I think he's proven that in this league. And you know, our message too going forward here is we just want to become great. You know, we're striving to be great, and to win this league, you got to do that, and to compete in this league, you have to be great. So, you know, probably a personal challenge between me and him, and just being a more complete back. Obviously, he got more north and south this game. I felt at times against New Hampshire, he was east and west too much. So we had a talk during the week, and I think he bought into it, and hopefully this is a step forward in his progression as a sophomore now. But obviously it starts up front too. You know, the O-line did a great job all day. I think they were very, very well prepared. You know, we picked up some blitzes there that were key to us hitting some of those big plays. So I just think overall the offense was very prepared, especially up front. And obviously Josh getting more north and south, you know, was the reason why he had a couple of those big runs.
Do the offensive line guys enjoy that, to be able to see a back have that kind of day and a back that's running north and south? Are they kind of pushing him along that way as well?
Oh, for sure. You know, I think obviously anytime we have a good rushing day, you know, no sacks again. So I think the O-line has proven that, you know, kind of our tempo on offense and how we progress here is going to be a lot up to them. You know, we returned 4 out of 5 starters from a year ago, and you know, it's just impressive to see those guys continuing to gel. And obviously for our freshman quarterback, too, it helps to have a veteran O-line like that. And obviously to have a running back next to him like Josh is also helpful. So I'm excited about the experience these guys are getting. And just game to game, hopefully we get better and better, you know, as we progress here throughout the season.
You touched on your freshman quarterback, Chris Ferguson, second straight game with three touchdowns, so now 6 TDs in his first 2 career starts. And just you talked about how week one to week two is you know, a big step. How did you feel like he did from week one to week two? What improvements did he make?
You know, I think he started the game well again. You know, I think we had a good scheme going in. He put the ball on the money early in the game, especially in the first half. You know, obviously with the way the game was going, we were scoring so fast. He really didn't throw the ball a lot, but I would say when the game was in hand and he had to make some big time throws, he did. You know, got a little. You know, he had one series there in the third quarter where he looked like a freshman a little bit, and he knows that. And Coach Cohen has expressed that to him yesterday in our meeting. So, you know, there's still going to be freshman mistakes and stuff like that. And we got to try and limit those as much as we can. But obviously, I think Chris is just he's getting better and better each practice, each game. That was only his second game, you know, he's played in a very long time. And he's managing the game. He's taking care of the football. And that's good to see out of a freshman quarterback.
Got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Tony.
And your first question comes from the line of Larry Mahoney from the Bangor Daily News.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Hey, Larry. What's up?
Joe, I just want to just elaborate a little on the offensive line. One sack in two games, over 800 yards. What you know, experiences, what can you further elaborate on what makes them effective? Obviously, their experience, but extol some of the virtues of this offensive line of yours.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, it goes to their preparation. You know, Coach Bacucci does an unbelievable job preparing those guys. I really feel like that their preparation has a lot to do with why they do well on Saturdays. There's not a lot of things that we weren't prepared for on Saturday. That's a tribute to the coaching staff on offense. You know, I think the guys are committed to it. They're in, and they want to be great. And that's literally half the battle with this game. So. You know, that when they play fast and they're prepared, it kind of lets their talents take over. Don't get me wrong, I think we have a lot of improvement to do because we can be better, and us as coaches will always preach that. But I think the prepared factor for this O-line is they're not going to go into a game, I feel like, with our coaching staff on offense, not being ready for something. And if they can see it and they can identify it pre-snap and those kinds of things, I think we'll be in good shape. You know, moving forward.
Thank you.
No problem.
Joe, let's switch to the other side of the ball. And you touched on it in the open, but for your defense to force eight turnovers, limits Bryant to just 12 points in that game. Talk about who played well on the defensive side of the ball and how big it is to be able to force the mistakes like that.
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, we've been very opportunistic on defense, especially this last year and then coming into this season. So we forced a lot of timely turnovers. And I think, you know, in the beginning of that first half, we turned them over a couple times in a row. And one of them was a pick six. And that's why the score kind of got to the way it was probably middle way through the second quarter. But I thought as a group, we played fairly well all together. Our tackling definitely needs to improve. I think that's something that we are stressing heavily throughout camp and moving through these first two games. And again, it doesn't hurt you in a game like this because of the score, but obviously against New Hampshire hurt us a couple times with just making key tackles in open space, especially on third down and situations like that. But, you know, our player of the game as a team was Charles Mitchell, our defensive lineman. We just felt like he played the most violent and physical game, had a fumble recovery, had a sack. Was really, really disruptive the whole game. And, you know, we look forward to him to continue to do that. And then, obviously, continue to make some timely plays.
You guys, with a bye week this week and sort of an early time for it, how do you plan to use it? And is it sort of a good time, or would you prefer something a little bit later in the year?
You know, we had the same type of bye last year, coming off two FBS games. We started with UConn and Toledo last year. So, you know, I guess it's a blessing to have it early, maybe, because the stretch that we're going into, you know, and every game's, you know, we take one game at a time, but just looking, you know, we got James Madison, who, you know, depending on what happens, will be number one in the country. Then we go to UCF for an FBS game, and then we're on the road at Villanova, who's number eight or seven or eight right now. So we got an extremely, extremely tough road ahead of us. all on the road, all charter flights for us. So this is gonna, we're gonna find out what we're all about very, very quickly here in the month of September. And hopefully, maybe having this bye right now will be a blessing in terms of just getting our legs underneath us as much as we can. You know, we're healthy. I'm not really worried about that. You know, more worried about, we just got to stay mentally focused during this bye week because it is so early to have it. And then obviously as we progress throughout the season, I'll probably be wanting one, you know, later in October. But that ain't going to happen.
All right, Joe, enjoy the bye week and look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
All right, thanks a lot, Rob.
All right, thank you.